Welcome to episode 57 of the Llama Buddy Podcast, your source for Fortnite news with me, your Llama Buddy. I'm sorry I missed Thursday's episode. Things were a little crazy in the Llama Cave. We had a bit of a winter storm that knocked out power and water. And it's really hard for a llama to make a podcast without power. I tried. It didn't work. But we're here now. And it's the weekend, too, so this is going to be a weird episode. But you know what the weekend means. That's right. It's the weekend, and the little buddy's here, but it's going to be a little different. We're going to do the quests with the little buddy. What's going on, little buddy?
It is week 12.
Yeah, it's week 12.
Yes.
Have you seen the new skins in the item shop for the new hunters?
Yeah, the Street Fighter people?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen their skins.
They're really cool skins, and yes, I like them a lot, but I kind of don't feel like they're hunters. I don't know.
They're fighters.
Yeah, it's a little weird because I thought the theme was like the best hunters anywhere.
Yes.
And so, I don't know, I feel like those don't really fit in, but they are awesome skins.
Yes, and they're built in a motor, super cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And also, there was a leak that suggested there might be a female version of the Midas skin.
Huh.
It looked pretty cool from what I saw, but I don't know if it was just like a concept art that I saw or not.
And also, like one of the rewards for completing epic quests in the battle pass was a loading screen, and it looked like on the loading screen there is a female Midas on it.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, I know on Twitter there's a guy named Hypex who does a lot of leaking.
Yes.
And he found some voice lines that he leaked, and it looks like maybe season 6 is going to be like a new dimension or something based on those voice lines. It might be that the zero point actually gets destabilized and takes us to a new dimension entirely. So I don't know what that means for the island.
That probably means a new chapter, new island.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a new chapter, but I do think it's going to be a new island. So that'll be interesting to see what happens there. And yeah. Season 6 is scheduled to start on March 15th.
16th, I believe.
Okay, well, it's coming soon.
Yes, it's coming relatively soon because we're approaching the end of February.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the quests for this week. So I know you've already been working on these since, you know, it's the weekend and it's not Thursday.
Yes,
but the quests this week are to deal damage within 15 seconds of gliding. Have you done that one yet?
Yes, I did it, like, not purposely, because I was trying to kill Ruckus, and then I got, an SMG, and I landed, and I tried to kill him, and I just got that damage done, because, like, the first thing I did was damage him.
Okay. I do know that Team Rumble is probably the easiest way to complete this challenge.
Or Ruckus.
Yeah, land at a NPC and just do the damage there.
Well, no, like do an NPC like Mando or someone who you can kill instead of like the people you talk to.
Yeah.
And then you can get the quest done pretty easily because they are opponents.
The next quest is to visit either Scenic Spot, Gorgeous Gorge, or Mount K. Now, Scenic Spot is located kind of north of the Coliseum and a little bit west of the Orchard. Mount K, where's that one at, little buddy?
That is, like, close to where the main Snow Mando base is in Catty Corner and, like, the weather station. It's the big mountain by Catty Corner.
Yeah, it's actually the highest point on the map.
Yes, it is, because we had the quest from last season, visit, dance on the highest and lowest, and the highest was Mount K.
Mm-hmm. And then Gorgeous Gorge, which is ridiculously hard to say, is basically the massive waterfall just to the northwest of Lazy Lake. The next quest is to destroy inflatable tube men llamas at gas stations. You'll only need to destroy 3 of them, but there's quite a few. There's 2 at the gas station to the west of Sweaty Sands, 2 more at the gas station just to the west of Misty Meadows, 1 directly above the desert and below craggy cliffs, one to the west of Steamy Stacks, one to the west of Steamy Stacks, one just east of the Colosseum, and then one on the southeast edge of the desert. Now, I'm not sure how I feel about this quest, because destroying inflatable llamas feels kind of mean. What do you think, little buddy?
Agreed. It feels mean to destroy
llamas. You've already done it, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
I did it.
Kids these days. Destroying llamas.
But I only did three.
Okay. Next is to find a family portrait from a shipwreck. Have you done this one yet?
No, I don't like know what to do with this.
Okay, so here's the deal. There's a bunch of wrecked ships kind of in the cove.
Where Maeve spawns?
Where Maeve was, I think, to the southeast corner of the island, kind of behind Mount Kay.
Okay.
Yeah, we had to do a quest for Maeve over there.
I think that's where she spawned, actually.
So that's where you need to look for that. You need to look in those ships for a family portrait.
Okay, that makes sense.
Next is to throw a fish back into the water.
Pretty easy. Just get a fish and throw them.
Did it go swimming after you threw it in the water?
I haven't done this yet.
Oh.
Because, like, the last quest I've done is the family portrait one. I need to complete that one, and then I'll get that one, I think.
Okay, cool. And then after that, you need to hit different opponents with a harpoon gun 3 times.
I did that one already. Basically, it's just get a harpoon gun and try to get people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Harpoon guns are pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, it's because if you hit them 4 times, they're dead no matter what.
Yeah, and it kind of disorients them when it pulls them to you.
Yes.
Which, I don't understand the physics of that, but, you know, whatever. It's Fortnite. And then the last regular quest this week is to catch different weapon types from fishing spots. You'll need to do this 3 times. Have you done that one yet?
Yes, I did that.
Cool.
It's like you just gotta fish and get some weapons.
Yeah, just go fishing?
Yes.
And then the legendary quest this week is to hit opponents within 10 seconds of 0-point dashing. So 0-point dashing is if you know the 0-point crystals that kind of grow up out of the desert.
Yeah.
If you harvest those, you can eat one of the crystals.
Yeah, like tiny crystals. And then you have to do the double jumpy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you just have to hit an opponent.
Which I just have to say, as your llama buddy, little buddy, I would never advise eating crystals. It seems bad.
One strategy I have for this is go to the butter barn, get some weapons, and then get a bounty from Man Cake, and mm-hmm. then eat a 0-point crystal, because most likely that bounty will be in the 0-point, like,
yeah, kind of close
area.
Yeah.
So you can get a crystal, and then you can kill them after you dash.
Okay.
And another way you could do this is if you're not in the 0-point area, if you get a 0-point fish, and you can do that too, so... Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for that tip, little buddy.
Sure.
All right. Well, that's the quest for this week. Sounds like you started on them.
Yes, I did.
So far, what do you think of the quest? Are they kind of good?
Yeah, they're good. I'm curious what the family portrait looks like for Condor.
Yeah. I wonder whose portrait, like who's in the portrait.
Yeah. Because the only person that we know of Condor's like family is Kim.
Yeah. Maybe it's part of his backstory. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We'll have to think about that for next weekend.
I'm just curious what it looks like.
Well, cool. Well, awesome. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming by the Llama Cave again this weekend.
Sure thing.
It's been kind of a crazy week. And again, apologies, everyone, for missing out on Thursday's show. It was a doozy of a week.
Very sorry.
Here in the Llama Cave.
Yeah, it was.
Well, if you like this show, please tell your friends. That's how it grows. And if you didn't, well, you could tell your enemies. It'd still help me out. Until next time, I'm your llama buddy, signing off.